Aaron Rodgers just got done talking with Jeff Hathorn and some others. This is going to be the only time he talks this week. No McAfee show this week. We don't know if he's going to do the McAfee show. There's rumors flying around that he's not. So the local media would like that a lot more because the only time he'd talk would be with them. I know sometimes local media would get annoyed that we had the Ben Roethlisberger show because they felt like Ben would answer all his questions on Tuesday with us, and then he'd talk Wednesday, and they'd be like, well, he already answered these questions. So they'd get a little annoyed by that. But
just a pinch. A touch annoyed.
But we were asking Ben a lot of Steelers questions and football questions. The Aaron Rodgers conversations with Pat were not always super football focused or centric. They would get into a lot of other things, as we know.
Oh, I mean,
conspiracy theories,
headphones, all that stuff.
Yep.
The whole nine yards.
All right, so here he is, Aaron Rodgers, getting ready to go back to New Jersey to take on the Jets.
Aaron, is there anything more for you opening up against the Jets at all, or is this just like another regular season game?
Yeah, it's week one.
What kind of handle do you think you have on this offense, given that you didn't play much in the preseason?
I think I got a pretty good handle on it. Yeah, I think I spent a lot of time studying in the Trove and here, and feel good about finishing art sentences when he starts to call plays.
You're eager to execute this in a game situation?
Hmm?
Are you eager to execute the offense in a game situation?
I mean, I've been playing 20 years, so I know how to execute in a game situation.
Obviously, it's a different staff in New York, but is there a familiarity with the defense that can help you with game prep this week?
I mean, I know some of the guys. I know some of the guys. Obviously, the Williams brothers and Sauce and T.A. and Jamie and Michael Carter, Debo, my buddy Jermaine's coming back from his Achilles. Don't want to forget anybody. Who else do we got over there? I mean, the young guys, McGregor, and that's my man from Miami. Had a nice preseason, 98. Damn, I'm sorry about that, my brother. Marcelino, McCrory Ball, love Lino. I know the guys pretty well, but they're running a little different scheme.
How much are you keeping in touch with them, or have you kept in touch with them or anybody else in the organization?
I'm not going to tell you that.
I'm just going to stop for a second here. He seems already, very annoyed.
Standoffish. Richie, no sell for his question.
Yeah, he knew that he was going to get asked questions about the Jets. My guess is, because he's very media savvy and aware and alert of what's gone on, I think he found out what Aaron Glenn did and how Glenn, would not even talk about Aaron Rodgers the way that Mike talks about the opposing quarterback when he does his press conferences.
Yes.
Mike went on and on about Justin Fields because he was talking about what it's going to be like to defend Justin Fields.
Yep.
Aaron Glenn refused to do even that. He did not even want to engage in questions like, okay, Aaron, we're not asking you about wanting to bring Aaron Rodgers back. We're asking you what it's going to be like to coach against him. And he cut those questions off. So I'm guessing that Rodgers is like, all right, two can tango at this. If that's how you're going to play it, I'm going to do the same thing.
I'm not answering that or what? I'm not telling you that?
Yeah.
Brooke already catching a stray this early.
I mean, this is not something he didn't expect. He's not getting interrogated. My question is, when he gets ready for the Packers, is he going to do the same thing? I bet he doesn't. I bet he will admit that it's a different game. I bet he will admit, these are the emotions and the feelings that I have about playing the Packers.
Don't we think it ended a lot differently there, where they gave him an off-ramp? He knew Love was the future, even if, he was still playing at a high level till very late in his Packers career. Also, Jory Rance Taint chiming in with, Aaron doesn't suffer fools gladly, and neither does Pony. Look at that. I think that's a compliment.
I guess, but
you don't take any guff.
I know, but he's got an agenda here, and he's just using the reporters.
He doesn't like Aaron Glenn, because didn't he fly across the country and Aaron Glenn told him, yeah, we don't want you?
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty obvious he doesn't like Aaron Glenn.
I mean, what he's doing is a version of the way James Franklin will look down at Pitt when they're actually scheduled to play each other and he's getting ready to play them. He'll say, this is just another game for us. It's like playing Akron, when everybody knows it's not. And you do that sometimes because it's psychological, where it's like, we think so little of you, we're not going to let you think or know that you're somebody that we circle. And I think that's what Aaron Rodgers is doing here.
Like, you like that strategy? Do you think it, like, does it matter in the end? Does it give you any insight into how you think he's going to approach the game?
I actually think he's creating bulletin board material for them by doing it this way.
I don't know, though, because, like, right on the heels of him just saying, I'm not going to tell you about, like, how much I'm keeping in contact with those guys over there, he did do, like, the flowery,
yeah, yeah, that,
here's my guys,
sure,
so-and-so,
yeah, that,
blah,
that's
blah,
true.
Blah.
But the saying is just week one thing. If I were Aaron Glenn, I would post that, like, you hear this? He doesn't think that this is a big game for him. He's making this seem like he's just playing the Tennessee Titans on Sunday. All right. We'll see about that. That's how I would couch it, or that's how I would present it to my team. Anyways.
Whatever vision, whatever hope you had in your head about what the Steelers are going to look like to open the season when you decided to come on board here. How close to it are you? How are you feeling about reaching it in time for week one here?
What are you talking about? Because that's kind of a vague question.
I'm just talking about in terms of the sense that you're getting in the locker room that the reason you decided to keep playing and play one more year in Pittsburgh, how close do you guys are to attaining that to start the season?
Well, I'm happy I'm here. Very happy. Really enjoy the guys. Really enjoying my little corner over here and then my quarterback room and then the big room with the offense, getting to know those guys and being a conscious observer out of practice and taking everything in and really enjoying Mike Tomlin's press conferences, really enjoying, not press conferences, sorry, his team meetings and his press conferences too. I'm guessing Bert tells me about them from time to time. But I'm enjoying everything Pittsburgh related and excited about the season to start.
Aaron, what excites you about this offense? What do you like about what this offense can do?
Well, there's so many different guys that can do a lot of different things. You know, there's little guys who can run around and make plays inside and outside. You got four very capable tight ends. You got three very capable backs. You got a really, really freaking smart center who loves to correct me. And his backup loves to correct the quarterbacks even more. He usually goes after Mason, but Ryan definitely... it's some smart players right down the middle of the offense, and that's what all the West Coast coaches used to always talk about. You know, having smart center, smart quarterback. Back then, having a fullback like a Tom Rathman, and I think we got the right guys down the middle, and a lot of guys who can do a lot of unique things.
All right, I want to stop right now, Donnie. I'm putting you on the spot. Can you tell me who Tom Rathman played for and what position he played?
No.
Okay. What a weird reference. Now, he was a fullback for the Niners.
Yeah.
And Rodgers grew up in Chino, California.
He was a Niners fan.
Or whatever. He was a Niners fan, so that's why he would know that. Like, a lot of the people listening to this show go, Tom Rathman? And have to Google it.
He's off on a tangent.
He's in his bag right now, dog.
He's just... I'm not saying this is like a psychedelic trip because it's not like that.
I haven't thought of
it's
Tom
bizarre,
Rathman
though,
since
what he's
Tecmo
doing
Super
with this press
Bowl.
It's just a very weird. We know that he can be irascible is the wrong word, but we know that he can be difficult sometimes because he has fun with it. Like the one thing he said on Levitard's show once was he'll personally record the press conference he does with reporters and then listen back to them.
To, like, practice for the next one?
But also make sure that, like, if he sees a quote or something...
That's misquoted.
Right. That they put it in proper context and everything. That's how much he cares about this. But, I mean, he's really being difficult. Like, what happened there was Ben's asked a question, and Rodgers knew what kind of question it was, and he, like, gave him a hard time about it. So Jeff just came back and, I think, reworded Tim's question to see if he could get a better answer. And he got a long answer. I mean, we started talking about how smart fullbacks were in the West Coast offense.
What's the bridge that you're going to be taking for your home game, and what's that going to be like coming down that bridge for your first home game?
I'd have to check the map. I'm not exactly sure, but one of them. I'm on the, the hot metal bridge every single day. Hasn't been any traffic on it yet, so that's been nice. That's a nice change from my last spot. But I'm enjoying everything Pittsburgh and really enjoying the guys.
Aaron, traditionally, do you have to keep it a little more simple in week one, week two, week three, or do you expect to come out and have kind of everything at your disposal?
I mean, there's always unscouted looks. Over the years, different analytics people have said it's in the 30 to 40% as far as unscouted things. Obviously, they've held a number of things, I'm sure, in the preseason. We've held a number of things that we haven't run on offense and defense. So there'll be a lot of unscouted looks, and that'll be perhaps the deciding factor in the game is who handles the unscouted looks the best.
That's actually, I think, a good question by Prezuda, and I would say a very good answer from Rogers there. That's the best part of this back and forth so far, because I do think that that's a pertinent question when you're new and you haven't practiced together and it's a new offense, or played together, they've practiced, and it's a new offense and you're new here, like, is it going to be football 101, or can you actually like take it to advanced places in the offense?
Well, here's a question to build off that, because I agree it was probably the most insightful part of this so far. Who do you trust more in this situation, Rodgers and the offense, to do more like football 301 or 401, new quarterback, right?
Yeah.
Same coordinator.
Yep.
Or Aaron Glenn, who we know is going to have his hands on that defense. He's a defensive guy, new head coach with that defense. Like, who do you trust more to hit the ground
running?
Well,
I think defenses are ahead of offenses early in the season. I mean, look at college football week one and the big matchups, and look at the way the Steelers have gone to places like Buffalo and Cincinnati and won some games ugly.
When's the last time the Steelers had a season opener that you would term high scoring?
Well, they did sometimes early in like Tomlin's coaching career, I remember.
But
they played that game against the Texans, I want to say, in 2008, and they shellacked them.
I'm saying
the first
week,
game of the
week
year.
One.
Yeah, that was week one.
I can't remember many.
Right, Donnie,
Steelers
how many points
games.
Did they score against Houston week one in 2008? Was that like a 38 point thumping of Houston? Didn't they like?
Yeah, they crushed them.
They scored
like
a ton of points.
38-10 or 38-7.
18-10 last year.
And then the season, and then San Francisco.
San Francisco slaughtered them. They only got 7. 23-20 over the Bengals. 23-16 over the Bills. Like, I'm looking for a game where they've actually scored 30 points. 26-16 against the Giants. That wasn't like an offensive explosion, though. You know, just kind of it's just been weird. 3 against the Patriots. We all remember that game quite famously. The tie against the Browns. Who could forget
that?
The
other thing that the Jets do, I think, have a little bit of an advantage with in terms of fields.
Yes.
Is if all else fails, Justin, just take off and run. You know, if the offense gets bogged down, you know, their get out of jail free card is him as a runner.
Yeah.
And
Steelers have to be more on schedule and do the right thing. Like, there is no real improvisational element to their offense. By the way, Washington in 2016, the Steelers scored 38.
That was a Monday Night Football game.
Yep.
Aaron, Pat talked about how excited he was to work the middle of the field with you. Had something he had a lot of opportunities to do. What excites you about this group as far as attacking the middle of the field with the personnel that you have available?
Well, I think it's the best tight end room that I've been around in 21 years because you have four extremely capable guys. And we had different runs at Green Bay where we had, some great players. But just the depth that we have here with four guys who you feel great about having on the field at any time. And they all have different skill set they bring to the table. And I can't even say who's the most impressive. Maybe the biggest guy in the room because of how many things he can do down the field in the passing game. There was a lot of conversation about, is he in the right position? The other day we had a practice during that week before the 4 days off, and I threw him a bunch of balls in the red zone, and I was just thinking to myself, he's definitely in the right position because he's so big and so athletic for a man of that size. To be that skilled in the passing game is pretty impressive, not to mention what he does on the line of scrimmage.
Four is like a tight end, too.
Are there week one jitters for you even at this point in your career?
None on Wednesday, no.
Four is like a tight end.
I don't know. I mean, we'll see. It just depends. Obviously, if you have to have something, otherwise, I mean, I'll speak for myself. I have to have something, otherwise, I'm probably in the wrong profession. I'll be definitely excited come Sunday, but Wednesday, just kind of going through the week of preparation.
Aaron, after 18 years in Green Bay, you tried something new in New York. This is new here in Pittsburgh. How do you like new after 18 years in one place?
Well, this is the second new, so it's the new. I'm loving
Stop it.
Loving
Stop it
being
real
here.
Quick. Prediction. He and Benz are just going to have some titanic question and answer battles this year. That might be one of the best rivalries that comes out of this. I'm not even sure it'll be unfriendly, but I think he and Tim are going to have just some incredible back and forth.
My God, is he gushing about Darnell Washington? He's gone undrafted in all like 31 of my fantasy football leagues. Rodgers is making me think I should take him in one of the last rounds. My God.
How does One Headlight feel about that as a strategy? Does the song have anything about oversized tight ends?
Well, it, again, the refrain of the song is about being able to power through adversity and get the job done. So
people have wanted to point out that it's also symbolizing moving forward with incomplete knowledge or resources. So it's kind of like you're picking a song that's about not really knowing a lot of things and trying to do your best anyway.
Well, that's right. No one knows what's going to happen in the 2025 season.
But don't you feel like you have a better handle than most, and that's why you're confident?
Unless you've got to power through with One Headlight on, Malzi.
Wow.
The way that I've been welcomed has been really, really special, from top down to the fans to guys in the locker room and support staff, the men and women that work for this organization. It's been really, really special. There's a lot of really cool people that make this thing go, and that's, I'm always drawn to who those different people are. In a facility like this, in a business like this, there's the obviously the outward-facing people who are so important, the Mike Tomlins of the world, the Omars, but there's the DYs of the world who make this thing go, who have been really fun to get to know, the guys in the training room, the guys in the, and men and women in the training room, the gents in the equipment room. You know, I've enjoyed getting those guys, because those guys usually have some good stories too.
Does starting over get easier the second time around with the new?
I mean, it's all a frame of mind. It's all perspective.
Guys, two more here.
What'll be the emotion for you walking into MetLife on Sunday?
I'll just be excited for week one.
Comparatively, how do you feel
last
physically?
One?
Compared to what?
Compared to the last 4 or 5 years.
Oh, I feel good. Yeah, I feel good. I feel real good. You know, I got a lot of great people I work with in my off time. And, you know, had 3 days with my bodywork guy out west, and feeling really good.